Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on.
I had a headphone issue.
Okay, that's two out of three mornings.
I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Is it working now?
It is now.
Okay, good. Thank God. Hey, everybody. It's working now. It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Our chilliest morning of the week so far, 44-degree start, but it will be up into the mid-50s. Cloudy, but it looks like the rain may hold off until tomorrow.
All right.
Because it's been nothing but a soup, but again, rain tomorrow, rain Saturday, although a beautiful Mother's Day around 60 degrees for a high and sunny, so we got that going for us.
Nice.
All right, I'm gonna be braggy for a second.
Brag on.
There's a reason I have to do this to tell the story.
Okay.
So last night, my youngest daughter got an award at school.
Fantastic.
At like a little thing, so they do like these education awards,
mm-hmm.
and like they take kids that like excelled in each subject for their grade, and they get a little medal.
Very impressive.
Like, well, you know, no big deal. You know, it's tough being a father. You sacrifice it all, but
sure.
Eventually,
yeah.
So me, my wife, my oldest, and her, we all go out there, and she gets her little medal, and we're all excited, right? Second year in a row, no big deal.
Wait, this is twice he's gotten this?
Yeah, two different subjects. Second year, this year is for math, no big deal, advanced math. But I'm very proud of my 12
year. You should.
Yeah. She's great, Claire. She's great, unbelievably great.
That's all you hope for.
Yes. So she goes to Aquinas,
mm-hmm.
and I went to Aquinas.
Yeah.
And a lot of the teachers that I had are still there.
Yeah.
And then there are some folks I went to school with who are now teachers there.
Mm.
So, like, I know a lot
of
folks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I noticed something happening over and over again last night.
What'd you notice?
Well, like, the staff, the teachers there that I know, when my wife and I were standing together,
mm.
they would come up and they would tell my wife, like, oh, my God, congratulations. She's doing such a great job.
Yeah.
And then they would look at me and be like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. But that makes sense.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if you size up with brains landing that family,
okay,
you ain't sticking the landing, bro.
Okay. Yes, I understand that my wife is a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she also looks professional.
She was in scrubs, so.
Which is professional.
I looked more professional than her. My shirt was tucked into my khaki pants.
Oh, you didn't tell me you were shirt and tuck.
Collared shirt in a khaki pants.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
So you found it insulting?
How? You wouldn't find that insulting?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I know. I mean, she obviously did not get her thinking skills from your side of the family.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, let me ask you this.
You're probably going to look at the parent in scrubs and say, makes sense.
Right. And let me ask you this. So you went to, your whole family went to Aquinas, right?
Yeah, I am my daughter's a third generation. Me and my brothers and sisters, what my dad did too.
And none of you ever attended one of these ceremonies for thinking.
Well, it doesn't. Maybe they didn't have it. I don't know.
None of you were mathletes.
You didn't even know whether or not they had it.
I'm not entirely sure.
So you weren't even invited to one of these things till you brought a daughter that had the skills.
No,
so.
I was not. No.
Yeah.
No.
So I mean, why would you be insulted?
Okay, here's the thing.
What?
Yes. My daughters probably get their intelligence
probably
from their mother.
Well,
there's different kinds of intelligence.
But yeah, there's all kind of smarts out there.
You know what I'm saying? You know, an elephant.
You ain't got them.
You put an elephant and a gorilla in a forest and have a tree climbing contest, gorilla's going to win. Doesn't mean the elephant's not as good as a gorilla. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
All right.
No, yes, obviously my kids are smart because of my boy. Yeah. Obviously, right? But you don't have to say it to my face.
Well, I mean, they did say hello.
No, I'm just saying, like, every single time.
They were cordial.
My wife, oh, congratulations. Oh, we're so proud of her. Yeah. She's so great. Hi, Pat. Hello. Hello. Like, you wouldn't do that with any other thing about a kid. Like, if you had one parent that was attractive and one parent that was ugly and the kid was good looking, you wouldn't go up to the good looking parent and go, oh, your kid is beautiful. Hey, where's your paper bag, ugly face, stupid? Like, well, you wouldn't do that. There's no other thing your kid could have where it is openly acceptable to be like, your child is so smart because of you. You are the dumbest person I've ever met. And I get that these people at Aquinas know I'm dumb. You've known me since I was a teenager. Fine. But can we at least pretend? I had to drive her to school sometimes, too.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
So you want, like, fake credit?
He wants the effort grade.
Yeah.
Like, A for effort.
Yeah.
But you would also know it's hollow. Like, if somebody did say...
You could give somebody credit for the effort they put in.
Well, that's even more insulting.
No.
I think that's what he wants.
Hey, you made some effort?
Yeah. You were there.
All you do is...
Yeah, part of it's just showing up.
It is!
Being present.
Yeah, you can't win the race if you don't get out of bed and get to the starting line.
So true.
Just saying. I got a whole bunch of more sayings with gorillas and elephants and starting lines and races and stuff. No, I mean, you would be insulted, too.
Yeah, but I get insulted all the time.
Yeah.
And
you become a bitch, like, immediately.
I don't know if he would be insulted or if he would insult. he turns things around. When he doesn't get the things that deep down inside he wants, he calls them stupid.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I do have that skill set.
Yeah, you do. Like, all right, so, Kimmy, if I were to ask you, between your parents, the smarter of the two, who was the smarter parent? Oh, that's not good.
I can answer that.
Who was it?
Her mother.
Your dad's a scientist.
My dad was not.
Really, really
good. He worked in a lab. We don't know what he did in that lab.
You have to be. He was in a clean room. That's a scientist.
My dad was really, really good at math, but couldn't spell the word 90 if you paid him $1 million.
Okay.
So for the amount of times he's had to ask my mom questions about things, I'm going to say my mom.
Okay. But that's just it. Like, and that's kind of you kind of make my point here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my wife is a brilliant scientist, mathematician, science, like, nails all of it. And she's good at everything, right? But, like, you know, I'm pretty good at history.
You are.
Sometimes, shut up, even though she got a math award. I'm just saying, I think it's only fair that you look at both parents equally and go, huh, somebody contributed something equally to the child. That's why they're in the position they're in.
So I always look at it like somebody just got, like, that gene jumped onto that kid. You know what I mean? And made your life a lot easier. Because I'm sure, like, raising Claire, because she's such a good student, your life's pretty easy with that child.
She's smarter than I am.
But I mean, like, she's a turnkey kid.
Oh, no, she works hard, and she's naturally smart.
You don't have any...
There are times when, like, that intelligence, though, can also, a little bit later on, like, get the best of you. You know what I mean? When she's too smart for the room.
Oh, no, it's already happening. Yeah. I'm witnessing it happening. Like, there's times where I have to be like...
You gotta stay sharp as a parent if you have a smart kid.
Yeah, I can't be like... I can't openly say like, hey, pull it back, Brainiac, all right? Like, you know.
Well, you don't want to do that.
Well, sometimes, look, you know...
Let her take over, man.
No, I'm not... What is take over?
Let her go.
Okay.
I mean, if you've got a smart kid, I'm just sitting back and go, nail it, man. You're going to make my life easier. And when I'm old, man, you might throw me a couple of dollars.
Well, no, that's
I would
that's
say a rocket ship. A smart kid means it's hands off. I mean, they're still.
No, I understand that, but I
ain't. Things you have to navigate.
Go for it.
There's also something else happening in my house. Again, my youngest got an award for math last night in school. Very proud of her. And while we were there, everybody, you know, I went to school there. They know me. Would go to my wife and say, "Oh my God, we're so proud of her." You know, she's you know, and then they come to me and be like, "Hello." My oldest, my 14-year-old was there too, and like I don't want to. Make it sound my 14-year-old also gets good grades and she's very smart.
Yeah.
But she didn't get an award. And like I was never in a position where any of my siblings like excelled at anything either. We were all pretty
below
base.
Average. Yeah, no, we were low enders.
Base. I would go with base.
No, but I mean your family was low end.
We were not low end.
I mean, compared to most of the people at that school.
No.
Y'all was low.
No, there's a every school has
pants didn't fit. Knockoff shoe.
Walmart made a good dress shoe.
Oh, they make a good sturdy shoe.
In the mid-2000s.
They make a good Catholic shoe at that company.
Make a solid walker. Like, I was conscious of, I felt bad for my oldest, because, like, you know, she gets good grades. She tries really hard. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, all of the attention is on her sister.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But that shifts, right? It goes back and forth with things in the house, right?
Yeah, but, like, here's the thing, too. Like, it's even with everything else, right? Like, you know, she's got hockey. My youngest has tennis and, like, ballroom dance, right? Like, my oldest has her friends. My youngest has her friends. Da, da, da. Like, there wasn't, like, one more thing where it evens out. And I guess it's, like, Kimmy, like, Easter basket syndrome, where you want to make sure that everything is equal all the way down the line for both kids. And I'm like, I didn't know what to say, so like I went to give her a hug and be like, my oldest, like, oh, I'm so proud of you. And she's like, don't touch me, she's 14. So I'm like, okay, that happened in front of a lot of parents. That also didn't look good. Like, okay, great,
man,
dumb, and your kid hates you. I'm nailing it tonight. This is fantastic. I'm just never leaving the house with my kids ever again.
There you go, just stay home.
Shut up. You would be so pissed.
What?
So, but no, in this situation, Dad's getting no respect, man.
I know.
I know it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and you're all great and great. Here's your flowers and your brunch, whatever. Can we get a little more dad respect in the
world? No, you get the short end of the stick. My old man said it best. He goes, dads get last.
Oh, your dad said it best when he was showing up at 5 o'clock because his work week was over?
And he was pissed. He was still pissed.
His wife made him every single meal. He had absolutely no responsibility.
My father
and he took
never
all the credit.
My father never made a bed, tucked in a bed. My mother would go, when my father was sitting, he would go, Edith, I'm ready for bed. Which means my mother would get up.
Turn down service?
No. Pour him a drink.
Okay.
Then go turn down the bed for him. And then the cocktail would be sitting by the side of a bed with a book or a TV, whatever he's going to do. He would be. It was like he had a maid that he was banging.
Yeah, and he gets a short end of the
He thing. Still complained.
Okay. All right. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Jake. I wouldn't have used my name.
All right.
He says, Duffy, I'm the smarter one between me and my wife still gets all the credit when my kids do something good.
Mm.
Self-proclaimed smarter one.
And even if it's true, I wouldn't have said it out
loud. No, man.
Look at your wife.
My wife's so dumb.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Is my wife has never called me dumb, which I very much appreciate, right? I wonder if she knows.
Oh, she knows.
Well, no, like, you wouldn't.
She knows.
But Jake's Facebook message, you wouldn't want to be with someone who you think is dumber than you.
Well, not. I mean, everybody has their skills in life.
That's what I just said. Gorilla, elephant, tree, etc. And you just go, no, you're an idiot. Shut up, dummy.
But some people's intelligence is more valuable than other people's skill set.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? What if we're in a situation where you have to buy the lowest price, most authentic jersey or the world explodes?
Then you step up, bro. You're the man.
Well, no, like, I mean, you know, you don't ever think, like, you look at your partner and think, do they think I'm a dumb person?
I don't think, I mean, full-on dumb, no.
Oh, my God. What? He's never had this thought in his
head
before.
Yeah, like, you've never, like, said something stupid, and even, like, you knew it sounded dumb coming out, but then you're even more embarrassed because you said it in front of your significant other.
Yeah, I mean, my wife will correct me on some of the things I say.
Have you never had this thought in your head until just now?
Maybe.
You're saying all the things you said to me.
Yeah.
And you have never, with your wife, thought maybe she thinks I'm dumb.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm saying, but I mean, like, she'll point it out. Like, she'll correct me, which is saying, hey, man, you should know this at your age.
Well, no, I mean.
Which is a subtle way of saying, hey, idiot.
No, there's a difference. There's a difference.
But she's never going to come out and say it.
There's a difference between doing or saying something dumb and being dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, even the smartest people in the world, every once in a while, will say something dumb every once in a while.
Yes, everybody's ignorant to something.
Exactly, right? Like, I wonder, like, Kimmy, do you wonder if your husband looks at you, do you think he thinks you're smart?
Sometimes. Like I said, like, when you're in the comfort of your own home, sometimes you just say stuff and it's just dumb.
Okay.
And I am guilty of that, and I think he looks at me sometimes like, I thought you were smarter than that.
Okay. Because, like, now that we're having this discussion, I don't know what would be worse. Because I don't want my wife to think I'm dumb. I don't want her to think that, like, on the whole.
Yeah.
But I also want my wife to be smart enough to know that I'm not smart. Because if my wife thought I wasn't dumb, I would think that maybe you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think your wife thinks you're dumb.
Yeah.
I think your wife, she would have to know this, that she's above you.
That's socially. Why would you want to be with someone you're above?
Well, because she's so high up there as a doctor that you know what I mean? Like,
what are you talking about?
I mean, she's above you.
No, she's not above me.
society-wise.
We live in the same house.
I get it. And my God, you're doing a bang-up job.
We share the same
bang-up job, bro. So proud of you. But you got to know where you are.
You're living in your wife's house.
Bro, I know. I know. I come. It's like in my wife's pecking order, I am hovering around the dog.
No, that's a different argument. Yes, I understand. Yeah. Kids
that's the
come
pecking
for,
order.
Okay, fine.
Right. I think when you marry somebody, you've kind of both put yourselves on the same level, right? Because now you're one thing.
But you both bring different things to the table.
That's what I'm arguing.
Some people bring beautiful china. Some people put down a chip cup that used to hold jelly. nothing wrong with a good jelly cup.
No, here's the thing. My wife is the one that uses mason jars as cups. It happened the other night.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh.
Mason jar is a high-end jelly jar.
No, it's no. What did we say? It was from Pickles. It was Pickles. Carrie Ann writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us. She writes, my 16-year-old daughter is super smart, and we're proud of her accomplishments, but man, oh man, is it embarrassing playing games against her and going to her for math advice? Yeah, I mean, it's at that point.
I hate board games. I think you do, too.
Yeah, despise them.
I also hate playing board games with smart people because they really get intense with it, and that's my family now. When they want to play, I go in the other room.
But you don't even play with them?
No. You don't participate?
No. I hate, first of all, I hate board games.
I know, but sometimes you just got to suck it up
no,
and
you
do
don't.
It.
No, you don't.
You don't.
I'm 65. I do what I want.
So you just
go no, sit. You don't. You wait, don't wait. Do anything you want.
In my
so
head,
you
I do.
Just go sit in the other room by yourself.
I'll have a drink. I'll go outside and smoke a cigar in the summertime. I don't want to play these. And they get so intense, you know, and I don't care. And then, like,
how
my
sad
wife will
look
go, pay attention.
Your family, like, looks outside and you're just sitting outside alone.
I'm an old man. I'm supposed to be outside. All right. Like, little old men are supposed to be off to the side. That's what they do until we die. And, like, you'll know it when we fall out of our chair.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, this matters.
What matters?
If you're going to show me something, okay, you better sell me that thing. Yeah. And I know what you're thinking. That's not the case here.
That's how business be.
No, but see, that's just it.
Oh, yeah.
It don't have to be that way. In fact, it shouldn't be that way. And because of that, this business should pay.
Look at this.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF Burger King is currently facing a class action lawsuit.
What's the matter?
So the lawsuit was filed by 19 different people in 13 different states. And these people claim that Burger King is involved in deceptive sales and advertising practices.
What was the deception?
They advertised their burgers
as
being bigger compared to their competitors, when in fact, they are not.
Damn it.
They say the commercials show oversized meat patties, ingredients that flow over the bun, when in reality that is not the case.
Well, sometimes
not
they do.
True to size.
The lawsuit says that Burger King commercials make the burger appear 35% bigger than it is in reality.
Wait a minute. Doesn't every burger chain do that?
And
to an extent,
shows that the burgers have double the meat than they actually do. In fact, you bring that up. Wendy's also is in the middle of a class action lawsuit alleging the same thing.
Okay.
So this lawsuit actually has legs. Burger King has tried to have it dismissed several times, and it's failed.
All right. Yeah. So it's a class action lawsuit, which means they'll have to pay a penalty, correct?
Yes.
To who?
It would be the people involved in this and probably everybody that has bought a burger. I think what is happening here.
Here's 10 cents.
It's not to get the money. Because you know, you're right. At the end, it's $1, yeah. $2 per person. The reason for this would be to get Burger King and the rest of the fast food restaurants to stop advertising the way that they do.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You don't see a problem with
be
what they do?
This is how advertising works in general. Okay. It'd be like, all right, so let's say I see an ad for some fantastic all-inclusive vacation in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they show me all these beautiful people walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I book based on this luxury thing, and I get there, and it's me and Ryan coming out of the pool itching our fat asses and half drunk puking in the bushes.
First of all, Ryan,
that's false advertising. We're all these beautiful people and all this luxury.
Okay, but you're not going for the but they're advertising the beach.
They're showing me an illusion of something that's
but
there.
But are you getting,
ain't.
Though, what you see in the picture?
No,
or in
I'm
the
not.
Video? Well, you're not getting the people. That, right. But they're not advertising the people.
They're selling me the image of the people enjoying this thing.
No, you're just, attracted to the chick in the commercial.
But
they're not
so
saying
I'm the burger in that commercial.
Oh my God.
That's my point. So when I get there, hey, this doesn't look like what I paid for.
Here's why you're wrong. And two things. First of all, Ryan has way better breasts than you give him credit for, so let's not say
he
that.
Is succulent.
Okay. The second point. It is not out of the question. There is a chance, based on just who books, that you could go to this resort and there could be nothing but beautiful people. That could happen.
It could, but let's say it didn't.
But I'm saying that could happen.
But that burger could also land on the counter.
It will not. They're not going to give you a burger that is 35% bigger than they normally serve on a daily basis.
And you would have to prove that that thing is 35%.
So it sounds like they got people, like scientists, to go through these commercials and compare them to the burgers that are sold.
Again, this is the greatest country on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But these are our problems.
I don't disagree.
The burger doesn't look like the one in the picture.
I don't disagree with you that there are bigger problems. That being said, I don't think this is as silly as you think it is.
It sounds ridiculous.
It is very strange that, one, you are so blasé about this, but more importantly, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, that these companies for the last 50 years have been allowed to advertise like this. Because I understand you're right. We all get that we all understand we're getting different food than what we see.
Right.
But, like, very few other businesses can operate that way. Like, we couldn't run a promo that said this show is funny and smart and you're going to enjoy it.
And put different people on the cover.
That's deceptive advertising.
But it's...
Ooh, face. Checkmate, bitch.
So they're saying that the burger that they sell you, they're showing you, is a completely different burger than what you're actually going to get.
I mean, it is. Like, look at the commercial and go buy any fast food burger. And it still tastes good and whatever, but it's not the same.
There's no way they're going to win this.
It looks like, I mean, it's been...
People have with other chains, I think, to an extent, they've come out on top.
That I'm not sure about. I do know that Burger King has tried to get this dismissed several times and it's made it all the way to federal court, and Wendy's is facing one similar right now. So there's a chance that they win this lawsuit and it's going to...
Get these burger guys out.
They have a valid bitch. You don't eat fast food. That's the problem.
But I did. I was a big fast food fat boy.
Okay, and you're going to tell me when you were a big old fast food fat boy.
$1.85 at 5.5.
That is insane. When you got there, there weren't times where you're like, this, well, you can, like, my fries are half full. The burger's like falling off.
I got to tell you, I can't remember a time where I was shocked. What was in the bag?
Are
you in shock what's in the bag?
There have been times I've gotten the bag and it's like, you got to be kidding me right now. You got to be kidding
me. The size of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like,
it's
like,
a
I
little
was...
just meh. Like, it looks, it just isn't, it doesn't look appetizing.
Well, I'm trying
still
to think.
Gonna eat it, but.
Like, I went to McDonald's, my big thing was the Big Mac fries.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time when the Big Mac didn't look like the Big Mac.
No, I mean,
it wasn't like smush.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, I mean,
sideways,
it looked disheveled.
Like lettuce is falling off the side.
Yeah, it looked disheveled.
Just throwing stuff on it. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not what you sold me.
God damn it.
You're right.
But if, like, this works out to the point where they have to improve it a little bit, wouldn't you be for that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, one of two things
happened. Let's make it straight, these bastards out.
One of two things happened, and I'm with you. I'm not going to file a lawsuit either.
I don't like your pickle placement.
That is also a legitimate bitch.
Pickle placement?
If all three pickles are on one side of the sandwich.
Yeah.
Right? If I bite in and I get no pickle, then I'm overwhelmed with pickles at the end of the sandwich. That's a problem for me. Is that not a problem?
Well, you're into pickles?
I love pickles.
Like dill pickle?
Yeah.
Don't you tell me, bro.
Why is that?
You're looking at Dr. Clausen over here, man. I just opened up a little pickle kiosk.
Where's that?
Getting deep into the pickle game.
Where's this kiosk?
It's located in the men's room.
Well, what's the name of the kiosk called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Time Pickle Placement. From a pickle to your mouth sauce.
252 WCMF. Burger King is facing a federal class action lawsuit. 19 people in 13 different states. They are suing, saying that their advertising is deceptive, that the commercials show oversized meat patties and ingredients flowing over the bun when you don't get that. And apparently they have figured out a way to determine. The Burger King commercials make the burgers appear 35% bigger than they are in reality and shows the burgers have double the meat than they actually do. Okay, and here's the thing.
What's up?
If we're talking Whopper, Big Mac, you're right. You know what that looks like. Where these advertising, deceptive advertising practices
where they get you.
Really screw us is if you go, Kimmy, to a fast food place that debuts a new item.
Yeah.
And
you've never seen it before.
I don't know if this commercial is showing me actually what I'm getting. Because there are times where the commercial will look like what the food is. And you go, awesome.
Right.
And there's other times where you'll watch the commercial like for a new Taco Bell item. And you're like, ooh, that looks great. And you'll get it. And you'll be like, what? I don't want this. This sucks.
It's like child size.
Yes. But you got my $3.
Yeah. God damn it.
No, but I'm saying, like, if they get $3 from a million people, that's $3 million in theft, buddy.
You're doing pretty good.
Let me ask you this, though. If, let's say this all goes through and they have to actually put what it actually looks like, size-wise, everything, like, be as honest as possible in the pictures.
Yeah.
Would it stop you from ordering anything?
So that's a good
question.
Would
it change the way you eat fast food?
Well, you're assuming that's what happens because another thing could happen here.
What's that?
That instead of changing the advertising, because these companies know how important the advertising is. Yeah. You don't want to change what the burgers look like, Kimmy. Instead, they now have to sell what they are advertising.
Okay.
So I know like there's these companies, I think they're in Hollywood, that they...
Dad statement. I don't know if you've heard about these companies out in Hollywood. Companies. They're staying in America now.
But they stage food.
Yes,
like
yes.
For these, like before they shoot, but they spray them with stuff.
Well, a lot of it's not even like ice creams, like butter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not even the actual
product. Oh, that's deceptive. Why isn't that on the plate?
No, but that's just it. If this
you're showing me butter.
If they win this lawsuit, these other companies are going to have to change or else they will be as susceptible to these lawsuits.
But they couldn't even photograph it that way, right? So you would have to have it completely photographed as it actually looks.
Yeah.
You know?
That's called advertising.
No, that's just called crappy-ass ad.
No, I want to be sold something that's
not real. I want to be dazzled a little bit.
Dazzle me and then sell me something that's not what I'm getting. Idiot.
That's the deal.
You a sucker. Sucker.
Well, that's it. We're all suckers.
Sucking down butter, sucker.
You know who really nailed the advertising?
Who's that?
Friendly's. They always had the displays of the ice cream and like what it looked like. And when you got it, like, I think because you were looking at the display and what they showed you it looked like, it always looked like the thing that they were advertising.
Oh, like in the store.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, like, specifically ice cream. I remember they had all of the different types on display. Because you know how they'd make it look like stuff for kids?
Yep.
And I always remember thinking, like, oh, yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, Starbucks does this, too, as much as I don't like eating at Starbucks.
Yes.
The food you get at Starbucks looks like what they're
trying to sell. Well, it's all display, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But, Starbucks,
but you just don't want it.
Well, I don't need an artisanal cheese wrapped in some pastry that I've never heard of before.
Pretty good, though.
No, it's not. It's not good. And it's small. It's not good.
It looks delicious.
It's good.
Oh, $9 for a bite of a thing that looks like a croissant?
I want to taste a ham that I've never heard of.
How many hams are there, really?
It seems to be a lot of them.
No, because all the pigs look the same to me, man.
Apparently, there's French ham.
I don't know if you're kidding or not.
No, there's like a French ham.
No, it's just a pig, but they make it smoke.
And they put a beret on them. Make a little smug.
I'm pulling for these people. I hope it all works out.
All right.
And look, I mean, if you're going to sell me something, sell me what it actually is.
Well, it'll be funny to see the advertising when they try to sell it to you, how it actually looks. Drab.
Okay. Fix it. Fix it.
All right. Figure it out.
We love a deal in Rochester.
Oh, yeah.
And this is proof of it. Because when you have a choice on who's going to fly your ass around.
Yeah.
For comfort or for safety's sake, people, Tommy, like a name they know.
Mm-hmm.
But in Rochester, you have plenty of opportunity to take flights from companies you've never heard of in your life.
You can't even pronounce some of the names.
You ain't kidding, man.
I don't know what that means.
You're hanging out of the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Today, Thomas.
For that.
We get another way to fly in Rochester.
Ooh, who are we getting?
Breeze Airlines.
All right.
Announced they'll soon be offering Rochester to Tampa. And Rochester to Myrtle Beach, direct flights.
Nice.
Nonstop, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's on top of trips to Charleston or Raleigh-Durham. They offer also one stop to New Orleans and Orlando.
All right, some fun places to go.
Yep, that'll all begin this week. So if you want to go to these places, Breeze Airlines will take you there.
Mm.
Have either of you ever heard of Breeze Airlines?
I have not.
Okay.
No.
No. No. Would either of you be interested in taking a flight on Breeze Airlines?
I mean, if it was super cheap and I had to get to Tampa, which I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Okay.
You wouldn't? Well, you don't like to fly.
I don't like to fly, but let's put that aside. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Frederick Douglass International Airport and Awning Emporium offers you plenty of airlines that you know and love. Mm-hmm. They'll give you American. They'll give you Delta. You got JetBlue. You got United. The big boy.
Yeah.
But if economy is more your speed.
But it's also the nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
the direct.
No, because that's where you get the chef flying out of here. You get stuck someplace, you miss your flight, and then you're screwed.
You're
taking
right.
more risks the
you're
more
right.
stops you have.
If you can get out, if you can get out early in the morning, be in Tampa in 2 hours.
Okay,
that's awesome.
But you would have to fly Allegiant, Avelo,
yeah.
Breeze, Spirit, and then there's Southwest. Which
press
is
your
like,
luck. Don't forget about press your luck.
Press your luck. Kimmy doesn't get that.
But no, I mean. I would take that, especially if it's cheap.
Okay, you lie. You're too fancy now. You cannot handle economy flight.
You're looking
anymore.
At a guy that flew Piedmont in its heyday.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it was the only airline to hit a deer. It was the only airline to experience shrubbery.
Bro, how old were you when you flew Piedmont?
I was a kid.
Okay, yeah, there you go. You.
I was going to live forever, man.
You think you are too good.
I was going to be on Johnny Carson one day.
Fly Piedmont to California.
No, but I mean, like, I tell you, man, that nonstop is so, I like, my stepson, you know, lives in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And when they fly, they just get on a plane and they go to the place they want to go to.
I get it.
Like this hip-hop, jump over here, go over there to get to some place when you fly out of here. It sucks.
Okay, no, I understand. But the fact of the matter is, mm-hmm. you can sit here and say all you want about how you'd like to take an economy airline. You won't do it.
I will say I did
Because you don't do it.
I will say I did get spoiled with JetBlue and United. Hmm. I love those two airlines.
Like, you fly. There's you go to Chicago back here, you go see your brother.
We take United all the time, and it's awesome.
Exactly. So you don't fly Allegiant, Avelo, Breeze, or Spirit. So don't sit here and be like, oh, I'm an absolute Italian economy airline. Do they have that tracksuit? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are most people now comfortable flying an airline they've never heard of before? Kimmy, are you?
I mean, we did it for our honeymoon, just because it was the only direct flight to Jamaica.
To hell?
We drove up to Hamilton, Ontario.
Man, you didn't get to Toronto?
Nothing
no, this
says,
is way easier.
Nothing says start to a great marriage like an economy flight out of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
Right, right next to a coal pit.
So they have all these direct flights to, like, the Caribbean.
That's a good tip, though.
So, yeah, it was, like, all vacation destinations, and it was an airline we had never heard of.
Nonstop?
Yep. Oh. It was...
But you had to walk to the plane.
Yeah, they didn't have, like, the jetway. And,
It was the fall of Saigon. You're running towards this plane with the ladder. Now, come on, man, you can do it.
It was a tiny little airport full of... airlines I had never heard of.
Wow.
But we did, and we're like, you know, I think for me it's more about convenience than anything.
Okay.
Even more than price. Like, it helps if it's cheaper, but if I can get there by a certain time, or if I am able to leave at a certain time, like, that's what I'm looking for more than anything.
Okay, so when it comes to flying an airline that you've never heard of before, an economy airline, which again Rochester has an abundance of, there are two things that'll pop out in people's heads.
What's that?
Safety's number one.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But there is legitimately, statistically, nothing that suggests low-cost air flyers are any less safe than the big boys are. Still makes people nervous.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're going to go by numbers, you shouldn't be. The big thing is comfort.
Oh, yeah?
And that's where things start to get dicey.
Well, it's hard for a guy like you because you're a big boy.
It's hard, yes, but it's hard for most people. Because you have never flown you haven't flown economy in 30 years, 40 years, you don't understand how bad it's gotten.
What do you mean? I fly economy.
No, I mean, like, economy airline.
Like, in terms
Let's use Spirit Airlines as an example. And it's probably the most well-known, Kimmy, of the discount brands.
Probably. The one with the most, the reputation, I guess, that you've actually heard of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every standard luxury of flying that you can think of, they charge you for, if they even offer it at all.
There's going to be extra costs.
Yeah, it's an upcharge.
Yeah. And Spirit has a weird relationship with its customers because, Kimmy, people either love Spirit because of the cost of the flight, or they despise them for the customer experience they had on the flight. Like, there is no one that is middle of the road on Spirit.
There's no frills.
No, it's not at all. But it's weird. There are people that will fly Spirit flags and get all excited, and there are people that won't even go near a Spirit gate anymore. Yeah. That's how bad the experience was. And I'm telling you, man, if you had to get on one of these flights, you would never do it again because you're a spoiled ass, priss ass, bitch ass, priss bitch.
That's a lot of ass.
You bitch. 252 WCMF. Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport announced Breeze Airlines will be now offering direct flights from Rochester to Tampa and Myrtle Beach. That's coming up in a couple of months. They also do one stop to Orlando and New Orleans. That goes on this week. And with Breeze, you also have Allegiant, Avelo, Spirit, and Southwest, which I guess isn't really an economy carrier anymore.
But they're all over the place now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
But I still think Southwest is kind of cheap, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I've not always anymore,
to your point.
And I don't have bad experiences on Southwest.
I used to take Southwest all the time because it was always the cheaper one, and now when I look up flights, it's not always the cheapest option. Because
JetBlue was also a discount airline at first.
Yeah, but now they're one of the big boys.
Yeah.
It does seem like the airport here in Rochester is banking on people wanting to save money.
Well, yeah, because it was so expensive to fly out of here compared to Buffalo that they had to pull a move.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Buffalo also knows that there are people that want to fly those other airlines because they're running ad campaigns in Rochester. There's billboards saying, hey, like next to our airport. You like this airport? You should see our airport.
We do that over there.
It is a touch nicer. I got to say, when you go to Buffalo, it is a nicer airport.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it just looks a little bit more big city than.
It's exactly the same, man.
I think Rochester's airport might be a little nicer, if anything.
I got a bigger.
They've had a few more upgrades.
Oh. It just seemed like I was in a bigger city.
You know how he is.
But,
oh, it's from Rochester. Can't be as good.
I mean, Buffalo's just definitely bigger. I don't know if it's necessarily nicer, but.
You know, when it comes to the argument, does Rochester prefer the low-cost carrier over the people you know? I mean, we have lost, Kimmy, the last couple of years, some low-cost carriers that showed up.
Or like, yeah. Then
they went belly up.
They were replaced by a new name or whatever.
Well, I don't know if they went belly up or they just pulled out of Rochester because they weren't getting the business. It's funny, too, right? Like, they'll be like, every time a low-cost carrier pulls out of Rochester, they'll use the file footage from like 8 months before of like the county executive cutting a ribbon at the gate for the first flight. Hey, we got him! Hey! They're gone. I mean, right now, it may be better to spend the money to go with a bigger company because you got delays all over the place thanks to FAA issues.
Yeah.
There's a story out of Newark, New Jersey. Do not fly through that airport, according to people who work at Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah, they can't see the planes.
But, like, if, which is a problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Where are you, guys?
Over here.
That's what they said.
But, like, if you get delayed on Delta or American, it sucks. But they're a big enough company where they're going to get you where you have to go.
Yeah, there's a hub with many planes.
If you get delayed on Avelo or Breeze,
you might be stuck a while.
You have to move to the city in which you are laid over.
Yeah, you're done.
Like, you now live in Toledo, Ohio. go find a wife and a family. Good luck to you. I mean, I guess Rochester is such a big college community that probably helps with the low cost carriers.
Oh, sure, yeah, right, kids,
RIT, Nazareth, Fisher, like, you know, those kids going home. I bet you the colleges also enjoy having all of these nonstop flights because it makes it easier to sell these colleges.
But they're only going to specific places. You know, a lot of those low-cost carriers that are coming to town, like, they're only going to specific more vacation destinations, I'd say. So does that really help the colleges?
I get what you're saying, but think about it. Within 90 minutes of every direct flight city, those are kids that could easily get to these colleges.
Well, you could,
You know what I'm saying? Like, if your kid lives – if there's a kid in New Orleans that wants to – Go to a really good nursing program at Nazareth or Fisher. Like, that kid, he's one stop away from being able to go to Fisher. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, think about what a pain in the ass it was for you to drive back and forth to Morgantown every time you went to West Virginia.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just don't see a lot of those, that being convenient for college kids.
I had a buddy whose daughter went to, it starts with an S, the Fighting Dolphins down in Florida, Stafford. I don't know what it was.
All right.
Yeah.
But part of the reason she chose that school was because there was an airline that offered direct flights back and forth.
If kids from here going to those places for school, I don't get like the opposite.
Now going down to Dome College.
Now you're doing it.
Thinking.
What?
It's Rochester. Can't be as good. Florida's so much better than college.
Well, I don't know. What percentage of kids from Florida are coming to school here?
I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, there are kids that do it.
Yeah. Smart kids.
I see kids walking with cut-off jean shorts and no shirts on down the street in Henrietta all the time. I assume those are college kids that are coming from Florida.
Could have been, yeah.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Bob writes, I am forced to fly to go see my parents, these cheaper airlines, but I hate it. If I had the money, I would fly every other one. Southwest is still okay, but the ones you mentioned, except for Breeze, which I haven't flown. He must be from Florida, too.
Yeah.
I've all had bad experiences with.
But, I mean, because you're not getting pampered. I mean, but you kind of know that going in. It's just that.
But what flight do you get pampered on anymore? I mean, even with the bigger airlines, you're not necessarily getting pampered. It's way less. I mean, they keep cutting things compared to when you flew, like, you know, decades ago.
But so what are your expectations that they're not meeting? I'd love to know what that bad. Unless the flight itself was rough.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think?
No, but I mean, Kimmy makes a great point here, right? Like, the expectations for the average flyer now are so low.
Right, yeah. So I want to know what he says is bad.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, we know that some of these airlines, you have to pay for any bag you bring on.
Yeah, check, that's pretty standard.
Okay, you have to pay for any snacks, any drinks, right?
Yeah, they offer those package deals.
Yeah, there's no Wi-Fi or anything like that. The leg room on some of these budget carriers are way smaller than what you're used to on JetBlue or United or American.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that, but like, you know.
They walk off a blood clot.
All of those things alone don't sound terrible.
Yeah.
You jam them all in one experience. That's a nightmare.
All right.
That is a nightmare. The guy, you know, the stewardess, they're wearing cut-off sleeve shirts. They cut the sleeves off themselves.
It's their uniform.